Hi, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary, and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC GAM's Blue Bay Leverage Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. All eyes are on US CPI this Wednesday, and rightfully so. Bond bulls have been disappointed with how high Q1 readings have been. Three of the last four monthly CPI prints have come in 0.1 of a percentage point higher than market consensus. Only February's came in bang in line. Those ever so slightly above consensus readings were enough to drive two-year treasuries 70 basis points higher in yield over the year. What a difference 0.1% makes. Will this week be the week that breaks the trend and sends duration assets screaming tighter in yield? Or will yields retest the year-to-date wides? The answer may have more to do with recent price action as opposed to the reading itself. The U.S. 10-year is about 23 basis points tighter over the last few weeks, which suggests that market positioning is getting longer. Clearly, corporate issuers believe the rates are going to be tighter sooner rather than later and remain content to wait for a better entry points in all in yield. In fact, we've only seen $125 million in high-yield new issuance year-to-date, which is about twice what this time was last year. It's not anywhere near enough to keep bankers and asset managers happy. Last week, we saw $3.5 billion of inflows into high-yield accounts, and funds flows this week will largely depend on how CPI plays out, but regardless, the U.S. funds will see $8.8 billion come into the cash accounts from a combination of coupons, calls, and redemptions. High-yield market participants are flush with cash, but they're content to wait for better levels. And it's no wonder with high-yield option-adjusted spreads just a few bips away from the 12-month tights. Surely yields must be at the lows as well. Well, that's far from the truth, and we have US CPI to thank for that. As always, thanks for your time, and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.